at the CTIC Conservation and Action Tour. With me is Polly Bradley with John Deere, one of the main sponsors here of the Conservation and Action Tour. And Polly, I understand that John Deere has a pretty long relationship with CTIC. Tell me about that.
John Deere is a founding member with CTIC back in 1982, one of the industry partners, which I partnered with NACD, the National Association of Conservation Districts, and founded that for conservation. And in the 1980s, that relationship really flourished. John Deere needed a partner where education was required, different farming methods. It required more than no-till seeding technology, no-till planters, no-till drills, but it also required a different way to farm, which meant a more comprehensive look at the other things you did in the system, the production system. So CTIC was a natural partner, a good fit, and as CTIC's focuses have evolved, John Deere's focuses have evolved, and we've maintained that relationship, and we still find that it's a good productive partnership.
Because back in those days, CTIC stood for Conservation Tillage Information Center, right?
That's right. The focus was conservation tillage for a long time through the 85 Farm Bill. And in 1986, there was the realization that conservation was going beyond tillage. And that's when it was renamed Conservation Technology Information Center, 1986, and started focusing on other aspects of farming other than just seeding and tillage practices.
Well, we've seen a lot of Ohio here, especially in this particular watershed. And what did you think about the tour this year?
It was eye-opening. I hadn't spent a lot of time in this particular watershed, and knowing the history, how it was once the quote-unquote black swamp and was drained. And, you know, we got a really good peek at some of the issues in Lake Erie and the Maumee Bay area with the algal blooms last night on the tour and the phosphorus going down. So tremendous progress has been made in the last 30 years. At a macro level, we understand that. The challenges have shifted a little bit, and so we have to respond as an agricultural community to those challenges and continue to evolve our farming methods so that our impact on the environment is positive.
This is the fifth tour, I believe, that they've done, and the largest. What do you think about the turnout?
Turnout is fantastic. It's growing. The interest is growing in water quality around the country, particularly in the eastern two-thirds of the country. So, of course, last year we had it in the Chesapeake Bay area in Virginia, kind of a pretty hot area, hot topic. This year, the Great Lakes area, which is another hot topic. Next year, we're going to be in the Mississippi River Basin, so the Gulf of Mexico and some of the hypoxia issues there. The interest is growing, and I think there are several reasons for that. Not only is it a focus at a national and regional scale with the water quality issues, but the interest in conservation from an industry perspective and a producer perspective is growing. So more producers are interested in things that they can do to make more money on the farm and be environmentally conscious too.
All right. Thank you very much. Polly here at the CTIC Conservation and Action Tour. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.